everyone received the minutes from their previous meeting. Roll call, I think, let's see who we missed. We're missing Boyd and Bill. So we've got a quorum. We have both youth and governance here. I get a motion for approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved, seconded by Supervisor Poole. Motion by Supervisor Politzky. All those in favor, youth and governance?
Aye.
Ready? Aye. It's approved. Chairman, committee members, supervisor, youth and governance. Now, the only thing I'm going to say is that usually this meeting takes an hour and a half to 2 hours. Tonight we have an hour. So, that's all I'm going to say.
No unnecessary talking.
Well, because we have to go upstairs. And if everyone understood or the reason for us changing this is that we had to adjourn Sendai earlier in the week, and we have an important jurisdiction transfer for a highway. And if we would have passed that last week, we would have had it done it all over again. So we are doing it this evening so the Finance Committee can then do it next week, and we'll be ready to roll. Any other committee members or youth and governance, any comments? Citizens' comments? Any citizens that we would address to the committee or would wish to address the committee? We'll move on. We'll start with facilities this evening. Mike.
Okay, very little talking. I like that. Projects to report on, ongoing ones. KCDC, there's the VFD install. Nothing to really report as far as changing there. We're on the last phase of the work, and that's being scheduled, so it's really nothing. Other project is the padded cell one at pretrial. We actually awarded a contract, so we're that far along, to a company called Primecoat in Waukegan for $32,000. And we're going to start on that 2 weeks from now on the 30th. And that'll take about 14 days of work, and they'll have two new padded cells. Going on to focus on energy projects. I think you all have the handout. Mm-hmm. Everything should be in red. The red are the changes from the last time, which I think I missed the last meeting, so we've got 2 months of updates on here. Not a lot has changed, just some of the statuses. Number 2-1 there, the LED lights at KCDC, it's in the pre-bid status. Going down further, there's another LED project for KCC that's in pre-bid status. PSB, we've got a project to replace the heating system for the ramp going to the basement for the squads. That actually was it's reported here as bidding. We actually got quotes in, but they're a little higher than we wanted, and we're going to make some adjustments to the specs, and we have them quoted out again and see if we can still fall under 25,000. Going down further, we've got a replacement of the boilers at KCAP, which we're trying to rush through because we're running out of warm weather. That's in the bidding stage now, to the point that we've gotten some bids. I think the bid on that was 58,000, a few thousand more than we anticipated. But we're going forward with it, and we cut a PO and we're going to issue it. So that'll get scheduled pretty quick, and hopefully we need the cold weather before we need too much heat in the building. Next project is a replacement of a hot water heating system at Brookside, and that work has been bid out, and right now we're waiting for a scheduled date after they get something from the manufacturer of the heaters for installation. Completed list, there's a couple of projects that we finished up, some upgrade to some lighting at the bottom three. All those buildings, PSB, Molinaro, and Pretrial are completely done on the exterior now with LED lights, so they move to the completed list. That's pretty much it.
Do I have any questions for Mike? If not, we'll move on to Frank.
Chairman, building demolition projects, we just have to do a final walkthrough on the Brookside project with the contractor, architect, myself, and get the final paperwork for capping of that well that we found in the basement. We should be able to wrap that up. The administration building parking lot, if you get a chance, take a look. Yeah, if you didn't see it when you walked in, take a look when you walked out. That's all LED lighting in the parking lot. so we're down to punch list items.
So yeah, I was asking Ray yesterday, we want to park in that thing. When are we going to park in it?
Monday's the day.
Monday?
Yep, okay. We got the fences in yesterday. A guardrail got installed yesterday, and there's a couple loose ends, but nothing major, so we're planning on Monday.
Open it up. So. Great.
That's it for my son.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Frank, you mentioned you did a final walkthrough over at Brookside with the contractor. Did you mean a contractor in the well, Cappy?
No, we need to do we're trying to get the schedule with the architect, myself, and the demo guy. The demo guy is actually from out of town to do the final walkthrough.
Okay.
And, the paperwork that the well has been capped, the state code is correct.
All right, so that was the contractor, not the project contractors.
Actually,
selected one.
This is for the demo.
This is for the demo.
When they found the well as part of his, we had him sign contract for the people that capped the well. So we need to do the final walkthrough, and we need that paperwork that the well was capped according to state code.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
This is just the house we're tearing down next door.
I'm sorry, the house next door.
CERPAC had a meeting tonight about Vision 2050, and I was attended it, and I got copies for everybody of what they were handing out.
You guys want more? So that's it, Frank?
Yep.
All right, Gary, this is the big reason.
Yeah. I appreciate you all helping me out with this.
Explain that to my wife.
Thank you.
This early?
This is a fact of some information to help you understand the circumstances involved in this jurisdictional transfer. The reason why we did have to meet tonight is that this jurisdictional transfer has to be approved through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation prior to the first of the year in order to become effective. If we had not done that, it would not become effective until January 1st of next year, so or the following year of 17. So in the packet, the first page is a map showing the location of County Trunk Highway EZ. This transfer involves a 1.5 mile section of Highway EZ, otherwise known as 39th Avenue. The Village of Pleasant Prairie recently completed an improvement project on the County Trunk Highway, and the reason why they were involved in this, a couple of reasons. One is that on any County Trunk Highway within the limits of a village, the county's only responsible for the center 22 feet of that roadway. In other words, we're really only responsible for the travel lanes of that highway. Anything above and beyond that, any amenities, any widening, expansion, is the responsibility of the village. So the village, because they are looking at developing that area as a village center, or otherwise known in old-fashioned terms as a downtown, they did an improvement project on the 1 mile section of 39th Avenue. I attached some pictures showing the new construction. As you can see, it's very extensive. It's much above and beyond two travel lanes, and the maintenance involved in this additional work and facilities is certainly above and beyond what the county would typically take on as a responsibility. And the last two pages are a resolution that was approved by the village board. They have accepted responsibility to maintain that section of 39th Avenue. In fact, I would prefer it. I don't want our trucks going anywhere near it. Afraid of any damage that might occur. They understand that, and they certainly accept, the village board accepted responsibility. So there is a resolution where they approve the jurisdictional transfer. All jurisdictional transfers must have both parties' approval. Nobody can force any other municipality to change jurisdiction. The resolution before you approves at the county level the transfer. So if this is approved by the committee tonight, the finance committee, and then the county board, both resolutions will be forwarded to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and the transfer would take place prior to the first of the year. I certainly recommend that this take place. This section of Highway EZ is kind of out of the way for us. It's very inefficient from nothing else, at least a plowing standpoint. It certainly will help us out from operational standpoint also, and I would recommend that it be approved.
Boyd?
Just going, because I looked at the map and the line was on 30th Avenue, but basically it's from Springbrook to 104th then?
Unfortunately, I did this quickly this afternoon. It's between 165 and 89th Street.
Okay.
That's the current jurisdiction of the County Trunk Highway.
All righty.
I make a motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Submit.
Moved by Supervisor Sklesky, seconded by Supervisor Poole. Any discussion? If not, you can go ahead.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Gary.
You have one? I have one.
Okay.
I sent it.
Sir? These transfers are never requested unless it's beneficial for both parties involved. All right, Gary.
Thank you.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
I'll be there. Okay.
Oh, never seen it so short.
That's good. Now, Mr. Rudy is on his November sabbatical, so we have Matt here to give us the parks.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman. First thing that we have is the proposed rates for our fees. So if you look in front of you, the one change that we have proposed for the 2016 rates is for the shelter rental fees, and we propose an increase of $20 to make a flat fee between non-resident and resident rental fees. One of the purposes of doing this is we are going online with a reservation system just to streamline all rentals to be online from our users, so this will help and support that rental system. Everything else does stay the same from 2015 to 2016, really.
Yes, boy?
I was asking to pass it down to you.
Any questions on any of these fees, folks? Yes.
So did the dog fees go up, or that was just listed for information?
Just for information. Nothing went up with the dog fees.
And what was the reason for raising $20 on the shelters there?
The first part was for the implementation of the online reservation system, so users wouldn't have to do additional checks and balances of seeing if they're resident and non-resident. And secondary, with the studies I've done, we're still in line with comparison studies of other rentals in the area with the City of Kenosha, City of Racine, that everything's comparable with that $100. So we're still economical with our fee structure in comparison to other municipalities. So it just makes sense to streamline it at that $100 rate.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman? Yes.
Matt, the $100, is that good for the full day?
Yes, that okay. is.
And not a weekend or anything?
No, that's just a full day.
One full day, regardless of whether it's a Wednesday or a Sunday?
Yep, that's correct. And you can do additional add-ons, and those haven't changed from previous years with your permits and bounce houses or tennis courts.
On these fees, yes. Now, this doesn't go to the county board, but we still need a motion tonight.
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
Moved and second to accept the proposed 2016 entry and dog park fees. Any discussion? Do the governor?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Excellent. So next, if you also have attached the minutes for the Pringle or the minutes and financial statements for the Pringle Nature Center. And with that, just for your information, they did have on November 9th a Prairie Woods and Trail Run, and it was very extremely successful. We had 181 registered racers this year, so it turned out very well with them. Current project list for Kemper. We're still waiting for the lights to be replaced, and a couple of the details we finished up with those. Emerald ash borer tree removal. We did meet with the consultant on November 2nd just to go over the logistics, so we'll be set for the contractor to come in, hopefully if the weather cooperates, mid-December. Silver Lake mountain bike trail. I received a phone call from the leader of Corba, and they estimate that they completed 9.5 miles so far on their mountain bike trail at Silver Lake. So that's extremely successful. And we're hoping to actually do a grand opening of the trails officially this coming spring in 2016. So that's great news. As far as Petrifying Springs Veterans Memorial, the cannon was approved and we're still waiting to hear when we can pick it up. The building demolition, we are still waiting on Summers Fire Department to schedule the training to burn down the old Bugman at Pets. And then finally, the Bristol Town Hall. I don't know if you saw in the newspaper, but the Village of Bristol has given John McCabe the site for the old town hall. So he is working on fundraising efforts currently to actually move that town hall.
They're having a painting thing, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. A painting party.
Yeah.
Matt, Mr. Yep. Summers Fire Department, because I live out in Summers. Most time I see those fire trucks in action is when they're out driving around the block usually. What seems to be the delay here? It's not been a couple weeks, it's been months. Correct. They're not that busy.
I've asked the question, and our superintendent Joe has reached out to them within the last week or two. And logistically, last year we were not able to do it because we had to reroute some of our plumbing, so we're the ones to delay it. But from there, we did remind them of them. We didn't get a logical reason as to why it's been delayed.
Okay.
But we did reach out personally and remind them that that's our effort.
I get a chance, I'll maybe give a call over. You got something, Jim?
They don't have a fire fee. We got an interim guy and they're interviewing all these people. I think it might have something to do with it.
Okay. But would you not agree perhaps they know how to run the equipment? The thing will burn like in about 15 minutes, right? Spray it out, we're done, fill it up.
Might not be anybody that will can make the decision on what to do.
Or it might be with training as well.
Sure hope my house doesn't start on fire because I don't make a decision whether or not they come out and put it out, right?
Yeah, anything you can do would be appreciated. Though.
Okay, I was just curious because it seems a ridiculous amount of time. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Go ahead.
That was it.
Pardon?
Then that's it.
All right. We'll move on to Dan.
Well, as usual, golf will take a long time tonight, so sorry.
All right, we're ready for a really green report.
Right. Petrifying Springs was voted the best golf course in the Kenosha News readership area, so I was really happy about that. That's the third year Brightondale was voted second best, so that's tremendous news. Brightondale had a really good Brightondale Open. We had 152 players for a 27-hole scramble, at $69 a player, that was a great day for us, 20 under one, and it was tied by two and won in a playoff, so that was great day. Then we had the Halloween Horrors. We had 140 signed up for Saturday, had horrible weather, actually had 81 that actually played, and then we had 72 that signed up for Sunday, but we had 112 on Sunday when it was actually played. So that was a good end of the season, couple of outings, three outings that we had there in October. So right now we're sending out email blasts to over 19,500 people, so our database is really growing, and it's one of the reasons that we're being so successful. Projects that we're working on, we've completed the core aerification of the entire golf courses as of right now, all the tees, greens, and fairways at Brightondale. So it was something that hasn't been done for a long time. We had anthracnose, which was a disease in the fairways on the blue course this year, and this is really the cure for it. So I'm happy to report that that's all done. We will not be able to do the paving at Brighton at Petrifying Springs in the maintenance road and shop yard. The Payne and Dolan plant has closed, and any other plant would just be too cost prohibitive to truck it that far.
And I just want to note a little something on that, Mr. Chair. This is the Gary said in his recollection he cannot remember the member closing. They're closing actually Saturday, November 14th. It's the earliest they've ever closed in the history of that he remembers.
Yeah.
Because we thought for sure we'd be able to get this thing snuck in, because we figured till Thanksgiving, and it was next up to bat.
And weren't we hauling out of Burlington for some of the stuff?
There was, is it Starks? Blocking on. Is it Starks that we were working with them from a logistical standpoint? I guess in talking with Gary, the main this to start to truck it further, like from Burlington.
We did Highway P was from them.
Yeah.
This fall.
And we kind of bounced it around, and bottom line felt that given the size of the job to truck the stuff from that far out, the other option would be Waukesha for Payne and Dolan.
Right.
And we said, we'll just pick it up in spring. And there's actually a sinkhole issue that the guys discovered that we want to make sure we take care of. We just talked about it today, actually, Dan and I, as far as scoping it out. And we want, because it goes right underneath the maintenance road, we want to get that repaired before we actually do this. So it's not the end of the world. We should be able to get it first thing in the spring. So.
Because our crew, I stopped and talked to them at one day. They preferred the material from the Burlington.
The Burlington plant, yeah.
Said it was much nicer.
It appears Payne and Dolan is maybe not at the top of their game as they have been in years past with the new competition from the other plant.
No, so these guys are using higher quality material. You know, they said that actually they've had shingles in some of Payne and Dolan stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because they do
recycle that.
And sometimes it wasn't all melted down, and they've had, and we have, and they thanked us as a committee, last year in the capital budget and things, we have the new paver, and this was my first opportunity to see it in action, you know, with the extending for the bike trails and it. And then the new roller, and the guy on the roller actually got off and he said, I want to thank the county board for this new equipment. This was in September when they were doing P. But then they did mention to me. I said, man, this is nice. And he said, well, they told me they were hauling out of this place in Burlington. He said, their material is so much nicer. It looked like what you would get a finished job on a driveway, you know, that real smooth.
Real fine, smooth.
Instead of sometimes that rougher.
And with the lack of doing it this year, right now, we're going to be able to, you know, put those log trucks in for the Emerald Ash Borer.
On the crap road.
Yeah, right, on the poor road, so I was a little worried.
Or the bad road.
Yeah,
The other thing that we're working on right now is the deep well. We have 300 feet of pipe pulled right now. It's before we started pulling it, it was pumping at 610 gallons a minute, which was phenomenal amount of water, but you know, it is really, really corroded. I mean, they're really having a difficult time pulling the pipe. They can't unscrew it. It has to be cut with a torch every length of pipe that's coming out of the ground right now. So we're not going to be able to salvage the pipe to put it back in there. We're going to be putting new pipe in there. So we're getting the specs, the bid specs, by doing the inspection. And then we'll probably be going out for an RFP to put the pipe, the well back together right now. So that's where we're at with that. So those are the projects that we're working on.
And how long do you think we'll stay open?
Well, we closed the blue on Monday. We're thinking possibly closing the red next Monday, depending on the weather. And then, you know, it's all weather dependent. I had November 20th targeted from the beginning of the season, and you know, we'll just have to play it by ear. Right. Pets will stay open probably longer than Brightondale, just because it's urban and Brightondale's rural, so
a lot of people.
Yeah,
we're looking next week, 50s and 60 again.
So. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Phenomenal year.
Maybe a little damp. Yes, Mike.
Jim, how are the numbers looking? Because I know we had a slow start, but I think we've had a great finish. Looking stone
I
black.
I won't commit to anything, but no. We'll be
got to feel
good. It'll be good. It'll be black.
And then, Ray, with regards to this asphalt, because I know it has nothing to do with golf, but competition always brings out the best. So is the price out of Burlington, not transportation cost, the price for the material higher?
No. If I remember right, and I'm not going to speak too detailed because I don't recall, but I think Gary told me that they were typically on jobs like we bid, they were less. They were typically less.
So if that's the case, you guys have discretion too, and obviously you want to get the most bang for your buck, but if you're getting better material for either equal or lower cost, yes, there's a little bit of transportation, but perhaps we might even be able to contract to some larger haulers to turn some heat on Payne and Dolan. I think they got a little bit too much of a monopoly around here. Sounds like, anyways.
There's no doubt that they had pretty much a monopoly, and it's changed the market completely. You've probably even seen it on smaller jobs too. They've gotten more aggressive on their pricing. I know that one recently, Salem, when they put their bids out for the industrial park that's being developed on Highway C there. Their bids came in, and R.A. Smith did the estimates, and they're usually pretty good. They're conservative. They don't want to be, you know, but those bids came in substantially below, and I think substantial, if I remember, Gary told me was like 10% below what they were planning on it being, because of, that's what they attributed to, is mainly because there's competition now.
Good.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If you get to, like this company, the one drawback from Burlington was that it's a smaller outfit. And a little sideline to this whole story that day. I don't usually have time to stand and talk, but that day I did, and they were waiting on trucks. And that's why I had a chance to look at the machine. So, I mean, that was a good thing I had a chance to look at the machine, but not a good thing. Now, there's a fellow that walks named Lloyd Lemmerhart, who lived out there forever. His wife ran Randall's school for 39 years or something. She was the administrator. And he's very opinionated. Nice guy, but he walks with his cane. He walked up to the paper and he said, "That's a beautiful machine, and you guys do a beautiful job." I said, "Too bad it's sitting here doing nothing." And the Burlington plant couldn't keep up with all our trucks. You know, they're not as big an operation, so the guys were waiting. And that was, you know, this guy caught that fast from his house.
Yeah.
But I heard nothing but good, so I mean, naturally, if they get busy, they're going to expand.
Absolutely.
So
it'll be a good thing.
All more with them, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Ray.
So just a couple things to report to the committee. Brookside, we're working diligently to get everything ready, final drawings and bid specifications. We will have them done. We actually have a meeting next Wednesday. With the architect and construction manager to go over kind of a pre-finalization of stuff, and we're probably going to have one more meeting a week later after that. We should be ready to go out for bids in early December, but definitely in the month of December, and we should be able to schedule it in a way that we'll be getting bids back from guys then mid-January, before the end of January, and I'm still in my mind we're going to be at a point where we can start to award contracts in early February for an April groundbreaking. The only thing that we might do differently, potentially, if the weather cooperates, is there's a storage building on site, and we would like to try to get that going before we actually start the main project, so that we can have a place to kind of queue stuff up and store stuff on site. That's pretty much what's going on with Brookside. Under the department report, I will have a full-blown report on the pretrial building, the crack kind of structural analysis. The good news is I got an email from the engineers. They've been really busy. They've got all the information. He promised me I'll get it before the end of the month, and he said there wasn't anything that was going to require immediate action. And so I don't know the extent of what it is, but just knowing that there's nothing that's in a critical kind of spot is a good thing to me. Because if you saw the crack that goes through this thing, it looks to the untrained eye like it's something that's pretty significant. So they said there wasn't any kind of major risk to the building, so that's a good thing. And then probably the most important news I've got under the department report is that after a long search, we have found somebody to be the assistant highway director. A gentleman that worked for the city of Kenosha for a number of years as an engineer, and then went to the DOT, and that's where he's currently employed as a major project manager. He was in charge of the Highway 20 interchange project. He's back up to the zoo interchange project, and there was a couple others that he listed that were not interstate related. Very accomplished master degree engineering person. Appears to have, the chairman met him actually a couple weeks ago. We just got a final decision from him, I think it was last week, and he's going to come to work for us December 1st. He's from Nigeria, so he's got his formal education is from Nigeria. He's got his master's degree from a Nigerian university. Very well-spoken, a technical guy, but I think a very personable guy too. Definitely doesn't come across as being arrogant. Gary's known him for a number of years. Gary was actually listed on his resume as one of his references. So he's known him for a while, and that gave me great comfort as well. The guy's excited. He lives in Oak Creek, but he, even though he hasn't worked in Kenosha for a number of years, this is still genuinely his kind of favorite place. He comes down here with his family all the time to go to restaurants and museums and stuff. This is still kind of his home, even though he lives in Oak Creek, because his wife lives in West Dallas, I think. She was where she works. And so that's kind of where they're living right now. But really excited. He'll be starting December 1st, and that'll be groomed similar to what we've got Matt being groomed for John's replacement. He'll be Gary's replacement. So,
yes.
Were you able to capture that in this year's budget, that transition time, you know, for the...
Yes. Yeah, we had it budgeted. The position was actually budgeted for 2015.
Okay.
We started the recruitment early. You know, I brought Matt on in June. We were tag-teaming us all on the same path, and we just weren't coming up with anything. And it, as a fluke, this gentleman actually called Gary. He found out about it through the grapevine, and they talked. He said, you know, throw your hat in the ring, and we'll see what happens.
Great.
And so that's how it happened, and it just came together. And, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
I was very impressed, and he not only is probably more technical than what we've had, because he has his two engineering degrees and things, but he likes the hands-on things too, and he will be able to work with Gary and learn his way, you know, out. He's used to the city, he's used to College Avenue and Highway 20, these big projects, but he wants to get back into
the local
stuff, and that sounded very important to him. And there's a lot more to learn than what he's used to with just the city of Kenosha. I thought you got to learn your way all the way out to Powers Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So luckily we'll have Gary with him for
A good stretch.
Good stretch.
So that's pretty much it from my end, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Anything else from anybody? If not, we can stretch our legs for 20 minutes and go sit back down. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. You can notice. Nobody?
Aye.
Thank you all. Thank you guys for coming here, unless this is closer for you.